when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Hawaii wildfires latest, but first, physicists have observed quantum superchemistry for the first time, a phenomenon allowing very small particles to react at ultra-cold temperatures. It's been suggested that these molecules could in future be used as qubits, or basic units of information in quantum computers for processing data at unfathomably fast speeds. University of Chicago researchers say the study, 20 years in the making and published in the journal Nature, cooled down cesium atoms at absolute zero to coax them into a quantum state so they formed molecules. In the next phase of their research, the team plans to swap two atom molecules in the experiment for larger, more complex molecules. Next.
This is the ash, the remains of my house, but yeah, the fire knocked out the whole neighborhood. It's sad. I feel like no one's really accepted it yet.
That's Lahaina resident Sydney Carney surveying the remains of what was recently her home before catastrophic wildfires struck on the Hawaiian island of Maui.
Seeing it is a lot more real than seeing all the pictures. Like, usually they put on the hurricane sirens or they do something to, like, warn us. Nothing. Like, everyone was just word of mouth evacuating. That's why so many people were just on Front Street, just hanging out. They were helpless.
The death toll has reached 93, making it the deadliest U.S. wildfires in more than a century.
It's not one place, it's really just Lahaina Town is Lahaina Town. Like, that's who we are. We are the old town of Maui, and now we are not even a town.
Among the homes and businesses destroyed in Lahaina is On the Front Street restaurant, owned by British rock star Mick Fleetwood, who's founder of Fleetwood Mac. Now, research suggests medics should offer depressed patients therapy to help overcome addictive social media use and improve their mental health. The study by University College London explored potential interventions for those preoccupied with social media. Researchers searched more than 2,700 experimental studies and found participants who limited their use of social media saw improvements in levels of depression, anxiety, and loneliness. But the study also found that therapy-based interventions such as cognitive behavioral therapy were even more effective than even full abstinence from social media. Next. The first data from Russia's car-sized Luna 25 probe is being processed as it zooms towards the moon. Moscow's aiming to land on the lunar south pole, where it's thought pockets of ice are stored. It's planned that the lander's mission on the moon's surface will last for a year. And the Russians are in a race against time with India, which last month also launched its lunar lander, Chandrayaan-3. Now, London Council has started new emissions-based traffic charges that will ramp up nearly sixfold in the coming years. Labour-run Hackney Council introduced new fees aimed at penalising drivers with most polluting cars, plus further charges for diesel drivers. The borough has fixed its prices for residence permits for the next 7 years, with some drivers likely to see parking fees rise from just over £200 to more than £1,200 by the end of the decade. The new charges will put extra pressure on motorists who are already being hit in the pockets with the ultra-low emission zone fees and the congestion charge. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, those robo-taxis are great until they cause a traffic jam. Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. The government's looking at messages encouraging smokers to quit inside packets of cigarettes. As part of a new consultation into the plan, the Department of Health says the inserts would set out the health and financial benefits of giving up and signpost advice, as well as support available to those trying to quit. Every year, around 76,000 Britons die from smoking. Such tobacco packet inserts are already used in Canada and Israel. Now, climate change think tank says Britain faces even greater food insecurity as long as greenhouse gas emissions continue heating the Earth's atmosphere. Around half of the food consumed here is imported from abroad, and a quarter of those imports are from the Mediterranean. Droughts, heat waves, and wildfires have damaged harvests in southern Europe, as have intense rainstorms and flash flooding, which are all increasingly extreme features of climate change. Now, the London-based Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit says Britain simply cannot grow its way out of the crisis, because to do so would create extra energy demand at a time when growers still rely on fossil fuels. And finally, we're told self-driving cars are the future of urban transportation, but it looks like the tech has a long way to go. The scene was San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood, which suffered gridlock on Sunday after a fleet of autonomous cabs malfunctioned. According to reports, up to 10 robo-taxis operated by crews had issues that caused them to get stuck for about 15 minutes. Police told the San Francisco Chronicle the problem was connectivity issues caused by demand from people who were attending a music festival and put too much strain on the local network. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Tuesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.